Dosha do Teresia Kapangala Mwana Mboka. Dosha do Teresia Kapangala Martyr Nabiso. Okeimbekae pote Congo ebika. Dosha do Teresia Kapangala Mwana Mboka.
Therese Deshat Kapangala was born in Kisangani, Democratic Republic of Congo, on the 28th of August 1993. Now, Therese was the second eldest of a blended family of six, which consisted of three boys and three girls. She grew up in a devoutly Catholic family in the narrow streets of Kintambo. Therese was well known for her involvement in her parish, and as a member of the choir and Legion of Mary, she particularly liked to pray in front of the grotto, which became a spiritual refuge. When she wasn't home, she was always in front of the Marian grotto of the parish of St. Francis de Sales, reciting her rosary, and when she finished her prayer, she would always take time to ensure the maintenance of the grotto, while leaving candles burning and laying down flowers in honor of the Virgin Mary. Those who often saw her regularly in the cave already began to call her Mary. Now, besides her spiritual life, Therese was very helpful, always happy and loved to sacrifice herself for others. She was described by a brother as a sweet person who liked to take care of everything in the house. She was even known among her siblings as their little mother. Now, Therese was a joy in her family. Very often, it is around her mysterious and enigmatic personality that their family discussions turned. As the eldest of the family, even when her little siblings teased her, she didn't retaliate and was hardly angry, always having an innocent smile on her face. Now, Therese was baptized in the parish of St. John Marie Muzei in Kinshasa in 2011. Now, Therese thought of joining the Missionaries of Charity of Mother Teresa of Calcutta because she admired the work that St. Mother Teresa had carried out. But as things evolved, she opted for the Sisters of the Holy Family of Bergamo. Now, on a Sunday, the 21st of January, Therese joined protesters who had gathered at St. Francis de Sales Parish, calling for free and fair elections. In recent years, clergy and lay people have been at the forefront of attempts to push for democratic change. It began with church-mediated efforts in 2016 to achieve a peaceful transition from the rule of President Joseph Kabila, whose mandate had expired in December that year. When they failed, it morphed into a mass protest movement. President Kabila had failed to step down, overstaying the maximum two-term allowed by the Constitution. Now, sometime before the January 21st peaceful march, Father Joseph Musumbao, who was Therese's maternal uncle and teacher at a major seminary in Kintambo, was asked to say the 6:30 a.m. Sunday Mass to accompany the faithful during the peaceful march. Father Joseph's relatives begged him to say Mass but to not participate in the peaceful march. Therese decides to take part in the march to watch over her uncle because she was concerned for his safety, and that is exactly what she did. During the peaceful protest, the faithful were violently repressed by the bloody police of Joseph Kabila's regime, and seeing themselves in danger and defenseless, Christians began to flee in all directions in the courtyard of the parish, each seeking to shelter from the rain of Congolese National Police bullets. Now, in this generalized stampede, Therese was busy wiping with margarine the eyes of a little girl whose face was flooded with tear gas. Note that margarine was used on the skin to lessen the effects of tear gas. Now, Therese was already at the front of the door of the church when the death squadron arises, pursuing Christians. The police shooter and killer had only pointed his weapon at Therese, leaving all the Christians in the courtyard of the church. Upon seeing this, Therese then shielded herself around the little girl, having received four shots to her body. A doctor who was at the scene tried to save her, but all was in vain. Sadly, Therese died at the age of 24.
Thank you.
Now, since her death, the young aspirant has become the symbol of Catholic marches against President Joseph Kabila. Teresa's funeral crystallized all the indignation around police repression during the march on January the 21st. The funeral was held on 9th February, with about 2,500 people attending the funeral. Several observers have compared the young aspirant to Blessed Alphonsine Anuarite Negapeta, who was killed in 1964 during the Simba Revolution. Since her death, testimonies to Teresa's everyday holiness have begun to emerge. Encouraged by the local people, her family now intend to launch the process of her canonization. Teresa de Shade Kapingala, pray for us.